Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're telling the last time you were in, you came in talking about armyworms.
I know.
You're getting to be a regular...
I've got to get away from bugs.
You're getting to be a regular Hank Kimble. You know who Hank Kimble was?
I don't, but I don't know that I want
to. Did you ever watch Green Acres?
Yes.
He was the county agent.
Oh, okay. Well, see, my dad was always... Right. When I got this job, that was a constant joke for my dad and I.
Right.
I never knew his name.
Right. So now it's twig girdlers.
Yes. So we've seen a lot of people coming in the office lately with branches or calling up to the office. Branches that are broken off. And so the difference between... branches that are broken off and branches that have been severed by a twig girdler is that if you look at the end of it, it's kind of a nice little rounded dome. And so what it is that they do that. They make a circle around the limb. Now, the female girdler does not actually break it off the tree, but she makes a circle around the limb. And so when there's high winds or anything, it does fall on the ground. So people are seeing a lot of their limbs on the limbs on the ground and thinking that someone is coming along and pruning their trees or just... breaking them all, and so if you look at them, you'll notice that they have a very dome shape on the end of where it's broken off. And so it's not a normal tree break. And so they know that it's not a natural occurrence.
And you had one lady that accused her husband of pruning the trees too soon.
Yes. And she's like, I'm going to have to go apologize to him because apparently that wasn't him and he was denying it. And she said she was not very nice to him.
So these twig girdlers come in and they chew around the branch.
Yes. And then the female spends her life spends time on that branch, and she takes a bite out of the branch. She lays eggs in the branch and then she covers it up. And so when limbs do fall off onto the ground, the larvae are left in that limb. And so the best way to control them for next year is to gather up the limbs that you found on the ground and burn them or dispose of them properly. So if burning is illegal in wherever you are, but most people can just take them to a burn pile, burn them, and that gets rid of them for next year because they will come back.
Otherwise, they'll be there on the ground.
Yes, and they will climb back up in the tree and you'll have them again.
Wow. Is this on any particular type of tree or shrub?
There are. There's several different kinds that are common in Texas there. And so they like pecan trees. They like mesquite trees. And so we do have them common around. And there's a lot of trees that they like. But yeah, there are a lot of the common trees in this area that are preferential to them.
We do have pecan trees, so I need to get out there and have a look.
And just take a look. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, that I don't know that I would notice the limbs on my ground because I don't pay attention to that. We just pick them up and I don't ever look to see. So if you're actually interested to see if you have them, next time you're out and you do see the limbs on the ground, pick them up and see what the end where they're broken off is. And that's kind of a telltale sign as to what they look like when it's broken.
And is there anything to do to treat the tree to get rid of them other than just hoping that the season will change? And
the best way is just to burn the limbs. Yeah. You can use pesticides, but that's very limited in its scope because they are up in the trees. And so it's kind of difficult to get up and spray the tree. And then we do have people that are just against using pesticides in general. Right. But so the best way is to burn them.
Okay. So and all have an article.
Yes. We have this available. We've printed it out. It's at our office, or you can also go on our Facebook page and we've provided a link to the publication. Mm-hmm. And we just have kind of a packet available at our office that has good pictures that shows what they are. And it's very detailed from one of our system entomologists.
Okay. And we'll make a link to that on the KETR page too. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Now more into the usual area that you're involved in. You have a big event coming up, and of course the holidays kind of on the horizon now, and an event called Making Memories coming up Friday, November 2nd.
Yes, and this is one of Mary Sue's large events that she would have every year, and we've continued it on. It's one of those things that I think it's a fun event. It's one that I enjoy preparing for, so I was glad that it was one that she was interested in. And it's more of a on-display crafts, foods, home decor for the holiday season. So if you're into things that are available on Pinterest and you can just see it, these are the things you can actually see them in person. So we have some agents that come from other counties that help provide some volunteers that come and help and just kind of show off how to either make these easy gifts to give for Christmas holidays or easy foods to make if you have gatherings or just fun decor for your home for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's on Friday, November 2nd.
Is it there at your office or?
No, that's actually here in Commerce at the Denny Keith Community Room.
At where?
At the Benny Keith Community Room.
Benny Keith.
And it's $5 per person, and you can purchase tickets either at the door or they're available from our office.
Okay. Now, we have a little bit of time left. We've talked about this before, a while back, but cottage law. Now, you're having a program on Friday, November 9th on that, but this has to do with people making things to sell.
Yes, and so we've rescheduled this program. It's Friday, November 9th at the Greenville Civic Center, and this is, it's really, we're focusing on what the laws are. We're bringing in a specialist from College Station. She's has written many publications on specific to home goods that are made in the home for sale. And then we're also going to have people from, representatives from the Texas Department of Agriculture, from Go Texan, and so that, and from local farmers markets, so that you, people that make their living producing things at their home could understand what the laws are that surround them.
For example, what might someone make that would apply to this?
Breads, jams, candles. I mean, it's a pretty wide variety of things. Pretty much anything that you would make in your home and then you would try to sell out of your home.
Mm-hmm. So, and foods especially.
Foods are most common, yes.
Uh-huh. So, that is Friday, November 9th. And what time of day?
We're going to start that, I believe. Our tentative schedule is to start at 9. And we'll have information out shortly on our Facebook page and also probably in the newspapers. But the price for that one's going to be $25 per person or $50 a couple.
And this is getting to be a more popular thing.
You know, farmers markets now are getting pretty, especially during the summer, they're pretty crowded. It's hard to get into them. So this is a really good time to, if you're planning on doing something like that, get familiar with the laws now while the farmers markets have kind of slowed down as we get into the cooler season so that you'll be prepared for next summer.
Okay, good. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with us. Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.